AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At the NATO summit, President Biden said Russia and China are trying to drive a wedge between members of the alliance and the European Union member states.
But our alliance is a strong foundation on which we can, our collective security and our shared prosperity can continue to be built.
NATO leaders are concerned about threats from China. Biden, meanwhile, is readying for his summit Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There are areas where we can cooperate if he chooses. And if he chooses not to cooperate and acts in a way that he has in the past relative to cybersecurity and some other activities, then we will respond.
President also notes the U.S. is approaching a sad milestone.
Almost 600,000 lost lives because of COVID-19 in America. My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
A bipartisan group of congressional leaders held a moment of silence this evening on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to remember and honor the estimated 600,000 lives lost in this country to the pandemic. Following that moment of silence, lawmakers joined in singing, God Bless America.
God bless America.
Attorney General Merrick Garland tightens the rules on obtaining records from members of Congress after revelation the department during the Trump administration secretly seized records from Democrats and the media. Police make a second arrest in a weekend shooting that killed a 25-year-old man and left more than a dozen other people wounded in downtown Austin, Texas. This is AP News. An intelligence report warns of potential violence by QAnon followers.
A new report compiled by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security warns some adherents of the QAnon conspiracy theory could target Democrats or other political opponents for more violence. The report was released Monday by Senator Martin Heinrich, a Democrat representing New Mexico. The report warns some QAnon adherents could come to believe they have an obligation to engage in real-world violence. While he was in office, President Donald Trump praised QAnon followers as people that love our country. According to an Associated Press review of court records, at least 20 QAnon followers are among those charged with federal crimes related to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Starting tomorrow, face masks will be optional for visitors at Walt Disney World in Florida. Visitors who are not fully vaccinated still need to wear the face mask indoors and on all rides. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.